Welcome to a special COVID-19 edition of Focus Richmond, brought to you by the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. Today we're talking with Jessica Lynn, occupational therapist at Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. Jessica, what are some of the ways to keep kids active this summer while access to things like camps and pools may be limited?
So I think the biggest thing is to get outside whenever you are able, weather permitting. Let your kids get dirty, let them dig. One thing that has worked in my house is bringing some of my toys that are inside, outside, and some of the ones that are outside, back inside, to change it up a little bit. It's a great time to work on new skills like riding a bike or taking off training wheels or balancing on a scooter, because you have a lot of time to get outside. But, you know, just be as creative as you can and think of things and how they can be used in ways that you wouldn't typically use them. I think a lot of kids are starting to get tired of the walks. I know in my house, we've been taking one or two walks a day, and the kids have started to kind of complain, are we going on another walk? One thing that's really worked well, and I've been suggesting to a lot of the families I work with, is try driving to a different neighborhood and walking around there to change up the scenery.
And what about more learning, socialization, academics? How can parents encourage kids to learn without relying on screens too much?
So screen time still can serve an important purpose, and it's a really great tool for children to use to connect and maintain relationships with their peers and their family members. With that said, don't use the summer to catch up, because the teachers are gonna do that when they get back to school. So think about using the opportunity for hands-on child-directed learning. So following your child's lead. If they are looking up at the sky and they say, Mom, what's in that? What are clouds made of? Expand that opportunity by talking about, what are clouds made of? This is a really great opportunity to work on more life skills and focus on increasing their independence in things that they do on a daily basis. So for younger children, things like getting dressed, brushing teeth. For older children, getting in the kitchen and cooking. And I think when you're working on these skills, the most important tip I ever give parents is to make sure your child feels successful, because they're not going to be interested or motivated to participate in these kinds of things if it's too hard.
Thank you, Jessica. Join us again every Tuesday and Thursday just after 10 a.m. for Focus Richmond COVID-19 updates with VCU Health and the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. To learn more, please visit chrichmond.org/COVID-19.